The unlikely friendship that Jesse Owens struck up with his German rival, broad jumper Luce Long, and what that did for him.
Well, it's a great story, and I think unlike a lot of the other stories that have been passed down over the last 70 years, it's not apocryphal. Jesse Owens was the greatest broad jumper in the world, long jumper in the world going into these games, the world record holder. But in the qualifying rounds, he's having a hard time. He unintentionally fouls, if that's possible, on his first attempt, not knowing the German procedure that precluded him from taking a practice run. He fouls on his next attempt. It's a ridiculously short jump, qualifying level that he has to meet, something he's been doing for high school. But now he's down to one last jump, and he's getting nervous. Who comes over to him to give him some advice? None other than Lutz Long, the great German broad jumper, who was not Owens' equal, but he was as good as, he was probably the second best broad jumper in the world at that moment. And he says, Jesse Owens, in his broken English, what has got your goat? You're so good, this shouldn't be a problem at all. Just in your mind, put the takeoff point 6 inches behind the line. You're sure not to foul, and you're sure to make the distance easily anyway. Now, whether or not that conversation actually took place, and Jesse always said that it did, or usually said that it did, and certainly that's the legend, it's clear that Jesse Owens did take that advice or from someone and put it into his head. He qualified easily. Then in the final, he ends up out-dueling Long in this great back-and-forth competition, each of them breaking the Olympic record back and forth. Owens wins the gold medal with an Olympic record jump, and Long is the first person to congratulate him. And Long, you got to remember, Nick, he is the embodiment of the Aryan ideal. He's sleek, he's blonde, he's tall, he looks like, you know, Hitler's Aryan fantasy. And he runs over, he congratulates Owens, he grabs his arm, he parades with him through the infield right in front of Hitler. And then that night at the Olympic Village, they spend a lot of time talking, Jesse and Lutz Long, and they're from different worlds, they're from different socioeconomic backgrounds, black, white, etc. But they find a link, and it's a poignant story that's maybe the greatest story of friendship and sportsmanship, certainly in Olympic history.